high altitude or low-lying, big or small, the world's 117 million lakes come in all shapes and sizes, offering fresh water, beauty, and recreation. So one of our listeners wanted to know, what's the deal with the lack of natural lakes in Pennsylvania? For our Citizen Q series, where we answer your environmental questions, Margaret J. Krause found out.
Trillions of gallons of groundwater reside under the rocks and soil of Pennsylvania. It's a life-giving stockpile, annually replenished by some 42 inches of precipitation. So Pittsburgh artist Travis Mitzel asked Citizen Q,
Pennsylvania seems to be a water-rich state, and I'm curious as to why we don't have as many naturally occurring lakes as other states.
Now hang on a second, you might say to yourself. Pennsylvania has a lot of lakes. Maybe we're not Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. And we're definitely in a different league than Alaska, with over 3 million. Touche, Alaska. But we're stacked, right?
It has more than some and fewer than many.
That's Milt Ostrovsky. He's a biology professor at Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, where he teaches limnology, the study of lakes.
They typically say here in western Pennsylvania, we have 8 natural lakes. But we have more than that, depending on how small you want to go.
See, that's the tricky part about counting lakes, says Ostrovsky. No one really agrees on how to define a lake. A lake could be
a water body that flushes less than 10 times a year. Other states might say a lake is 10 acres or larger, or the lake has to be deep enough to thermally stratify, or cannot have weed growth throughout the entire basin, or
the list goes on.
I tell my class when I teach limnology that let's define a lake as simply a hole in the ground that's full of water.
By some estimates, there are 2,500 water-filled holes in the ground in Pennsylvania, but only a few of them aren't man or woman-made. If we're so water-rich, where's our abundance of unengineered natural lakes?
Glaciation is one of the primary processes that create lake basins.
The Wisconsin Glacier was coming and going in the northeastern and northwestern parts of Pennsylvania between 2 million and 12,000 years ago. But it didn't make it much past those areas.
So in the absence of glaciation, the central part of the state and all of the southern part of the state is millions of years old without any sort of disturbance.
Disturbance? Go on.
Pennsylvania has a fairly old landscape, and it's not tectonically active. We don't have lots of earthquakes causing the land to rise and sink and tilt.
That's Helen Delano, a senior geologic scientist at the Pennsylvania Geological Survey. Without tectonic activity making new depressions for water to gather, you don't get new lakes.
And lakes are short-lived features in terms of geologic time.
Lakes are kind of like that one neighbor's kiddie pool, with children getting in and out with grass and dirt on their feet. Given enough time, the grass would choke the pool. With lakes, sediment washes in with the rain, which accumulates, and turns it into a bog or swamp or marsh. Alternatively, water cuts a channel out of the lake and slowly drains over time, like when an overzealous kid bends the kiddie pool wall, spilling water all over the lawn.
So unless something happens to rejuvenate a lake, lakes don't tend to last very long.
In geologic time, not very long means we've got at least several thousand years to go. I went back to artist Travis Mitzel to blame geology for Pennsylvania's lack of lakes.
Okay, so that is, I guess, surprising.
What do you think? Do you feel like your question has been answered?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, I have now learned that my state is just an old state and our lakes have moved on, and that's pretty cool. And it's just interesting to think about, it makes you think about the future and, like, what's going to be around and what's going to be entirely different.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
And if you have an environmental question for our Citizen Q series, ask it at our website, alleghenyfront.org.